All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Dave, you're going to have to play that a couple more times today. I'm sorry. If you want the Jim Harbaugh conversation, Odyssey.com Rewind. Gave you an hour on it. I want to move on. And I actually have a little bit of breaking news for you, for everybody. Now, part of the blessing and the curse of Rico being a Niners fan is that, well, the blessing is moments like this where we get to talk about it and there's a real investment in part of the debate. The curse is, well, I just have to live here and watch him win football games while I suffer. So,
Malik Nabers.
Yippee. So, look, report moments ago. NFL Network was at Raiders camp. And by the way, Lions fan, this is about you. So just stay with me. They're at Raiders camp. And in the background of the shot, so this was Garofalo, this was like, you know, whatever, NFL Fun Factory. I can't keep up with the names of the show.
Ian Rappaport was there.
Yes, all the hitters were there. And in the background, maybe 10 feet from the set, with his back to the set, but he keeps turning around to look because he knows they're talking about Brandon Ayuk, is Brandon Ayuk's agent at Raiders camp, declining comment. But the report is, today, it is now Ayuk far more likely to be traded than signed. So here's my question, not about breaking Rico Stones. I don't think there's a scenario where the Niners are as good without Ayuk as they are with. I also don't believe it's a death nail. They drafted Pearsall, they have Kittle, they have CMC, they have Debo, they have the best play caller in the sport. They're going to be okay. But here was what I started thinking about immediately. As we begin on August 7th, about a month from now, as we look at this year, Rico, for the Lions, are Lions fans, are you comfortable going in with the mindset you own the NFC? If we really look at this, if I put the Niners and the Lions on a field, I'm not asking Rico to comment. This is just me. There's not a scenario I would take the Niners.
Really?
There's just not. No, and part of that I've said to you is, I think some of your pieces are getting a little long in the tooth, and I also think it's brutally difficult to keep it going. You've had a great run. The Lions have like a piece like Aiden or Gibbs or Laporta or Branch or Sewell, just to name a few. Totally legitimate that they're only getting better year over year. So I just, when I look at now Ayuk, if I go under the pretense
is
that
this just a Trent Williams thing?
I worry about the rest of your line, though. I've said that to you. That Trent is he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a stud. Right. But man, the rest of that line is kind of pedestrian.
Because I look at the defense and I'm like, their defense is still good.
Defense really good. No question.
Dominor Lenore.
It's Shanoris Lenoris. Licorice,
Greenlaw, and all those guys. Yeah.
The point I'm making is, if Ayuk is in fact going to be dealt, and boy, if his agent's at Raiders camp, and they're catching him on TV, and they're going, hey, Ryan, come on, give us a comment. It was the most awkward television on the planet.
So let's play with that hypothetical.
Sure.
Let's say they trade him to the Raiders.
Yes, sir.
You know who goes back to San Francisco from the Raiders?
Not Davante Adams.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
How?
Because Devontae doesn't want to be there.
Hit the button, David. You're about to make me go falsetto. How would that happen?
He wants out. And I it's football, Mike. The money's not real. They'll find a way.
But okay.
If
you get Davante Adams, this topic is void. So thank you for that.
It's one of those that, yeah, if
it What's was like the
if
Niners demand on this?
If they went to Cleveland, it would have been Amari Cooper coming back to San Francisco.
I haven't read that.
Why the trades aren't going down, because the Niners are like, look, we're not giving him away. You have to send us something back in return.
Look, my whole thing is this. The enemy to me of the Detroit Lions is not the Niners anymore. It is the Green Bay Packers. I truly believe the winner of the NFC North is going to win the NFC. That's not a shot. I have all season to break Rico's chops and vice versa.
Right, and see,
we're doing a real topic here.
And I still look at the fact that, yeah, it's still San Francisco because they still have Christian McCaffrey, and he's that difference maker, plain and simple. And the fact that Ayuk, to put it in for Lions fans to kind of understand, Ayuk is kind of like J-Mo. You made it all the way to the NFC title game, and J-Mo had a couple plays. Brandon Ayuk had more, but J-Mo was like extra. Ayuk's the fourth option on that team offensively. It's McCaffrey, it's Debo, it's Kittle, and then it's him. It's not to take away from him. But I've said, David can vouch for me. I've said it for the longest. David, I wouldn't pay him. I cannot pay him that amount of money because there's too many mouths to feed. He's not worth it. On a different team, yeah, he will get paid. But on this team, do you want to win or do you want to get paid? And if he chooses to get paid, they've already drafted his replacement. I trust in Kyle Shanahan. And
that's the point. That's my whole point is just work with me on this one thing. Let's just say you don't get a 1v1 replacement. Okay. You get picks.
Gotcha.
Things. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
It just for Lions fans, not you. You have every right to believe you're still, you know, to be the best, you got to beat the best. For Lions fans out there, if you hear that Brandon Ayuk is no longer going to be a Niner, isn't it really just you versus the Packers? Or do you still respect the champ that Apollo Creed hasn't been killed by Drago yet? You're Drago, by the way. You are a sledgehammer. The way the Lions play, you're the hammer. And 90% of the other teams are a nail. That's how I view it. I think it's going to be Lions Pack blood war next 2 to 3 years. And I don't know that the Lions will get on top of that. See, that's where people are going to get mad at me because I'm not just bequeathing everything to the Lions. I think Pack are going to have something to say about this big time. But I just, that news, Rico, first of all, as a former TV guy, you would appreciate the awkwardness of that shot. And the guy's looking over and he's like, get away from me. It was amazing. But I want to throw the number out. 248-539-9797. You had the report. Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni hate each other. The Cowboys have a ton of problems. Haven't paid Dak. The Rams are probably not going to match what they did last year. The Seahawks take a step back. You look at Minnesota, step back. It's the Niners might be trading one of their elite weapons. They're blessed. They have multiple elite weapons. But he, you know, Ayuk's the deep throw.
No. Please don't take it as I'm trying to downsell Ayuk. It's just.
You've already got a Pearsall jersey. You do, don't you?
No, I do not.
248-539-9797. In a game of last man standing, is it Lions Packers?
See, I don't think. Oh, go ahead. Oh.
No, both of you.
Oh, no,
please.
My thing is this: is Ayuk may leave, but here's the one concern that I have for the Lions, and because I know that you have all these great offensive weapons, and you talk to people, and it seems like it's like going to be a video game. They're never going to punt the ball. They're just going to score on every possession. I don't see how you made this defense get better. You drafted young corners, but young corners get roasted and tested early and often. So we'll have to see how they can handle the adversity. But this ain't college anymore. You're going up against real pros. Until you show me that you can go out there and cover, then I'll say, okay, they've turned the corner. But I didn't see any great upgrade in the defense. Go ahead, Kenny.
I think what Mike said about 90% of the team being the nail while the Lions are the hammer, I think that's accurate. But I also think, I mean, Green Bay did get better. I do respect Green Bay. I still have to respect San Fran. They lost one of their major weapons, but they still are loaded with other weapons. Rat Purdy is Rat Purdy with good weapons. Plus that defense, you can't overlook. I'm not saying that I don't have confidence in a game against San Fran, because I do. I think they're a live chance to win that game 9 times out of 10.
You're going
to
celebrate New Year's by kicking their ass in their own stadium.
And December you know
30th.
What?
You may.
I'd love it.
You know why?
They've already
locked up number one. It'll be like this preseason game tomorrow.
I think it's you versus Green Bay. I really feel like the NFC is changing right in front of our face. The report about Philadelphia. And look, Ayuk from a numbers standpoint. And are some of these numbers because they have wonderful other players? Yes. 1,352 yards receiving and 7 touchdowns. Man, you don't fake that. You take that out and you put Ricky Pearsall in, the rookie from Florida. Now, right. Pearsall is a really interesting prospect. And he makes some incredible catches.
Right.
That's a drop-off. I just wonder if Lion fans are overlooking the team they should pay attention to, which is Green Bay. Because I think the winner of this division will win the NFC.
Well, I think, yeah, Green Bay is closer to you. You're going to have to play them twice in games that mean something because you're going for the title.
And Green Bay got better.
They did.
A lot better, including taking my favorite Giant. Damn it.
I thought Saquon was an Eagle.
Xavier McKinney, you smartass. Wait. Wait, what? Hold on.
Michael!
What the hell?
I thought I was the one that gets painted as the racist.
I know what they hold on. This is good. Hold on here, David. Hold on. We'll go like here, me first. That's from the helmet draft. We were talking about the white NC State helmet. I'll go with it. Hell, here. Here's a little cherry on top. Unbelievable. A helmet drop has turned into that type of nonsense. Wow. The NC State helmets.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just read. You know what? You got me good. You got me. I take great pride in not becoming a drop. You got me. You win again. All right. So a little NFL as we started the 3 o'clock hour, and it feels like a bit of shifting sands. We all know the Lions are built on solid ground. Report today, the relationship between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts is irreparably broken. Yet another report moments ago that Ayuk is far more likely to be traded than re-sign with the Niners. And I ask, just musical chairs, isn't it really you in the pack? That the winner of this division is the one who's going to go to the Super Bowl. Now, it's easy to say on August 7th. I mean, half your team could die. But I'm saying as I sit here right now.
And everybody holds up and all things being equal.
Yeah. And again, I'm not handing the Lions the NFC because I happen to believe the Pack are just about as good as you. Do not forget something. They walked in here on Thanksgiving Day and hit you with a garbage can. It was like the wrestling Kenny watches.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, Mike, they could feel the same way because their game with the Niners went down to the final minutes as well.
Same way. They had a lead, too.
Yeah.
So. You're right. Good call. David, ticket text, if you would, and then we'll get some calls in.
But in the end, the Niners beat them both.
Okay, then.
It's the Lions, 49ers, Packers, and Eagles. Of that group, I'm taking the Packers' young core over them all long-term. Green Bay, they don't make the playoffs. They go 7-10. The coach there sucks. Wow. Guys, he's at Raiders camp because he has other clients there. The Niners are not getting Adams. Please don't let this happen. That is Joe and Howell.
No, I'm with Joe there. I just, you know.
I mean, things happen.
Mike, you are right. The Packers will win the NFC North. They are the team to fear. Someone else says, Purdy sucks, the Niners blow. Not worried about them at all.
Okay, I think that's slanderous. They're still a good football team.
Like I said, say what you want about Purdy. That defense is still one of the best defenses in the NFL. Except when they play Lamar Jackson.
Someone's asking, what is wrong with Rico? How doesn't he see the defense is much better? Reader, Davis, Robertson, more experience for Melifonwu, Branch, and Kirby.
Okay, but here's the thing. The more experience, I can say the same for every Niner player. They came back for another year. So that means they're more experienced. Like, people kill me with that statement. And what, one of the D linemen is not playing until the middle of the season. The Niners, their defense was a top defense last year. Yours was your weakest point of your team. You scored a ton of points, but your defense wasn't that great. That's why your coach went for it all the time. Read between the lines. If he thought that he could rely on his defense, he would have punted or took field goals. But instead, I got a score.
Someone says, way to go, Mike. They're Drago. So the Packers are Rocky in this NFC scenario?
No, I don't like they're that. Apollo Creed. You're gonna kill him. You're going to be all right.
Oh, man, that was sad.
It was terrible. And I don't know why he didn't throw the damn towel. He was standing
there.
Because
he told him not to.
It doesn't matter. You knew your friend was going to die. You throw the damn towel.
Mike, if you told me not to throw
Apollo
the towel.
You can't let Apollo die in front of his wife.
You told me not to throw the towel. I'm not throwing the towel.
Well, now your friend's dead. Hope you're happy. We're talking about Rocky IV, Ken, yes. Another movie you've never seen.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I've seen the Rocky movies, damn
it. All right. Sorry.
Did Greenlaw get a new knee or something? Am I missing something?
No, hold on. Guys, you know, they get hurt and they come back.
Right.
All right, calm down. Look, I don't go as far as Rico does. I think the Lions could have an Achilles heel. You have a very young secondary, specifically at corner. And look, I'm not going to, you know, Jim Costa, I thought Jim was dying when he found out Emmanuel Moseley got hurt again. I thought Jim's Nona died.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, take it easy.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the corners are going to be, I think they're going to be good, but they're going to be tested. And in the NFL, if you start a rookie corner, it's like a rookie quarterback. They don't, Sauce Gardeners are rare. CJ Strouds are rare.
Oh, if Terry and Arnold is 75% of Sauce, this team's going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that means you got that guy. You drafted the right person.
Yes. Let's go to the people. We go to our man DJ 97.1. What's up, DJ?
What's happening, Holmes? You good?
How are you?
Are y'all
excellent.
Good?
What's up, DJ? What's going on?
I'm great, man. It's good weather out here. Finally, it stopped raining, man. So it's great, man. I love the topic today, too. So I'm with you 100% on this one, Mike. The Packers is my biggest fear. With IU, without IU, I don't care nothing about the 49ers at this point. We had them whooped. We just blew it. They're not a concern. My concern is actually them Green Bay Packers. And, Rico, this is a bone that me and you both stood on. We stood on business with this one. The Montez thing sweat now seems kind of minute, but it was actually large. Because had we had him right now with this team, I think we blow through it. Because the impact that he had on Chicago's defense is right what we need. Mm-hmm. So the corner, I'm good. But Montez Sweat and still not having a pass rush is the reason why I'm not solidifying this as going to the Super Bowl.
DJ, and I'm with you. Because, you know, you can draft all the corners you want, but if your corners don't have to cover as long because you're getting the pass rush, they're going to look great out there. So I'm with you on that.
Yep, and Mike, I was actually at that Thanksgiving game, and the Packers whipped us. I don't know how people forget that. They handed it to us. I mean, they took it to the woodshed to the point to where Jordan Love is only getting better. And the flip side of football is, Mike, as you know, defensive line, offensive line is the same thing. So you can draft all the receivers you want in the world. I mean, nobody care about that. It's your offensive line and our defensive line. I think our defensive line is still our weakness. So our corners is cool. But until that D-line gets to where it needs to be, we're going to be having the same conversation.
And DJ, I think the Packers won that game without Christian Watson as well. I don't think
his hamstring was a disaster.
Yeah, he wasn't back yet.
How many sacks did they have on us that game? Do you remember? Like, wasn't they pressing the hell out of golf that game? If I remember
yeah,
right.
Well, the other problem was you couldn't get anywhere near Jordan Love. They had a great pass-blocking O-line, and your D-line left some things to be desired. Look, here's the other thing, fellas. The separator in the NFL is oftentimes the quarterback. If one team has a superstar and the other team just has a good player or a very good player, that's the separator. Like, I don't think it's accidental the Chiefs do what they do. They have Jordan. They got Mahomes. Jordan Love is profiling to become one of the three or four best QBs in the sport. And I am a Goff defender, but Jared Goff is not that. Jared Goff is very good. Jared Goff is in that 8 to 12 range. So you're going up against a team who that quarterback, if he takes one more step forward, that's going to be something where a great QB,
which he did it without his best receiver last year when he walked into Ford Field. So now Watson is healthier. I mean, geez, color me surprised, Mike. Never thought that Jaden Reed would have this type of career in the NFL. But this guy is actually going out there, good possession receiver. Like, he's just getting it done with a bunch of no-name dudes.
No, the Packers deserve some credit in this regard, whether it's the drafting of Romeo Doubs, whether it was Jaden Reed, whether it's the Musgrave and Tucker Kraft, you know, combo at tight end. They continue to find players.
Right.
They just keep finding them. And you're like, how are these people doing this to
me? Right. So it's all, they're one of those dangerous teams because it's like, okay, who do you double team?
Yeah.
Because they're all just, it's whack-a-mole. Like, okay, I don't know who's going to have this great game this game. Whereas, you know, you play the Vikings and you know it's Jefferson. Got to make sure we cover him.
So the Niners might be losing a guy. What if the Lions could be adding one? Got a report, something interesting happening in New England with Matthew Judon. I want to know if it's something or nothing.
Now that.
We'll just have some fun.
Is it tea?
Well, I try. So, quick note. We're talking a little bit news today. Brandon Ayuk more likely to be traded than re-sign. You got reports that Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, that relationship is irreparably broken. And I always knew it because Sirianni's got such a punchable face. I mean, really. He just does. Mm. Do you realize they're like 2-10 from the moment he left Arrowhead Stadium yelling at the fans?
Oh,
once again, punchable face.
Didn't realize that.
But what if it wasn't all about your opponents subtracting, and what if it was you adding? Matthew Judon is a player we talked about last week. Week prior, actually, and then I Monday, I think I brought it up with Stoney. He is in a war now. This is like the final step to getting traded. Go ahead.
No, Mike, it's why I was hoping that the Niners would trade with the Patriots.
You want Judon.
Because he was going to come back, and yeah. I'm like, you know what? I can deal with that. Ayuk, enjoy the wasteland.
He's in a fight with the local media, including a WEEI, a local radio station, where you know, basically the hosts accuse Judon of being fake, only cares about himself. You're signing, you know, you're only doing this stuff with the fans at training camp because you're trying to put on a show. Then he threatened to kick their ass, and they said, well, you can come on the show anytime. It's chaos. The whole thing is fugazi. Here's my question. On a scale of like 1 to 10, if you assume it would take a fourth-round pick and a two-year extension, if I had to comp it out, it would be what Cam Hayward signed in Pittsburgh. You know, a two-year extension, call it 28 mil. Would you at least call on Judon if you're the Lions?
I'd think about it for, yes.
Okay, Rico sold. I'm asking.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Yes. He can only help this defense. Once again, I can't stress this enough. You want to help that young secondary out? Get a better pass rush.
And before you guys say you signed Davenport and you have James Houston, understand something. My ratty franchise stole a Super Bowl in 2011 because they had 8 pass rushers.
Yeah.
The New York Giants beat Tom Brady and this monolith team. We had 8 pass rushers.
Right.
And because we won the game like 10-7.
Because what happens? Some guys are going to get injured. And you could just rotate. You're actually playing your defensive line in hockey shifts.
I just wondered about it. That's all. And, I mean, it does feel like, okay, this is now. You get players arguing with media while at camp, while demanding trade, wanting a contract. Pats are going nowhere. And it is Lions are Super Bowl or bust. I'm comfortable saying that. Isn't that the type of move you make? I could see Howie Roseman doing it in Philly. I could see John Lynch doing it in San Francisco. Yeah. I know the Lions are big on their own people, but that would be one I would just keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't get a contract, Rico, that thing's going to go sideways.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was going to be a part of the deal, but absolutely. If I'm the Lions, yes.
Let's get to the people. Go to Anthony, 97.1. Anthony, how you doing, buddy?
Well, gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Hey, excellent. Anthony. What's on your mind?
Yeah. So right now, I agree a little bit with both of you, and it's going to sound a little weird because I really do think that the Packers are the team that we need to hunker down on just because they're in our division. But at the same time, San Francisco, I mean, as much as people like to say, oh, all our guys are getting better, like Gibbs and whoever you want to say, they did too. I mean, they have the best running back in the NFL. They arguably have one of the best defenses in the NFL. So, well, all I'm trying to say is it's going to be a fun year trying to beat the very best. And if you want to validate that Super Bowl, if you want to get to it, then you have to beat the best. And those are the two best teams in the NFC aside from us right now.
Yeah, well, I agree. And I also believe here, I don't care. I'm not going to go as far as some national media are because I think they're losing their faculties a little bit. I think the Bears could be a wild card team. I think this division could be the best division in football.
Yeah, you lose me there.
I know. I didn't say I'm doing what are doing. No. I'm just saying it wouldn't shock me if the Bears are in the graphic. Does this sound familiar to Lions fans? Yeah. In the graphic in December.
I think it's a lot to ask for Caleb Williams to come in and be that guy. I think the expectations are going to be too high. He's going to make mistakes. He is a rookie for
when God's you wear time. A blazer with a zipper on it, I expect a lot out of you. He dresses like Dr. Evil. You better be good walking into the league. His draft night outfit was a disgrace. What, David?
Nothing. I'm just
you're going to have a blazer that my head zips again. Up. You better be good. Okay? Go to Nathan.
The old school Thriller jacket.
Right. The NC State helmets were the reference point for the drop. For Christ's sakes.
So what Mike is saying that JJ and the Vikings
this is,
will actually do better.
Kenny, you guys got me good. I'm just letting it go. It's the last time we do a helmet draft. Let's go to Nathan, 97.1. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
hey,
Nathan. What's up?
Good, good. Hey, before you let me go, I want to get into the Packers thing, but I got one thing for you, Mike,
yeah,
at the very end. But I want to comment on Jordan Love. So if he were to play the last eight games like he did his first eight games, or 17 games, what would the script be about Jordan Love's? And what I'm trying to get to is the guy's played like a half a good season. Why are we anointing him already?
I think because you saw the maturity, you saw how it turned around. It's Nathan, it's the same reason why you saw the Lions after going 1-6, they turned it around. And they continued it into the next season. I think people are buying into the fact that Jordan Love, he's one of those quarterbacks. He led his team into the playoffs. He goes into Dallas and embarrasses the Cowboys. He goes into San Francisco and takes them all the way down to the final 30 seconds. And he's still young with a young team. So if he was a stock, you would be investing in him.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with him. I mean, Nate, you're right. If the guy like fell down a flight of stairs the last 7 weeks of the year, the story's different. But when you're a young QB who didn't play a lot of football and you finally get a chance and you get better and better as the year goes along, you're the driving force in why the team's winning. I mean, hell, Aaron Jones was dead most of the year. And then Rico's right. I mean, they dropped a bomb on Dallas in Dallas, and they had San Francisco. Nate, maybe you're right. Maybe the kid was a flash in the pan, but there aren't many people in NFL circles who feel that way.
Yep, very, very fair. And then I also, too, feel like the Thanksgiving game, for whatever reason, we don't talk about so much that it was a Thursday football game. I know it's Thanksgiving and you get up for it. However, yeah, you know, it seems like every other Thursday football game when there's an upset or something happens,
that's
it's
fair.
Like, oh, well, it was a Thursday night football game.
I'm not mad at that. That's a good point. And you're right. I do think Thursday football is wholly unnatural. It's not good for the players.
Nathan, I can't give you that one because Green Bay had to play on Thursday. So both teams are playing on a Thursday. So there's really no advantage or disadvantage. It's the same.
I just think weird things happen on these short rest games. That's the only, and I'm not totally endorsing what Nate is saying.
They got punched in the face right in the beginning with some turnovers, and that's
yeah,
kind of my thing there.
I'm with
it. But I wanted to end it. Sorry, real quick.
You're good.
No, take your time.
I wanted to end it real quick, Mike. I'm not sure if you recall the Iowa State Kansas football game last year and the whole too cute thing, but I had a call in at some point in the future, and just before you fade my Hawks again this year, just remember you're getting too cute.
Well, hold on, Nate. Nate, let's be fair. First of all, Kotel Nicky's gone. He's at Penn State, your OC, and you aren't playing any home games this year. You're building a new stadium.
I know.
A little scary now.
I know.
But you're right. Quarterback is back. Running back is back. Leopold's a really good coach. And Nate, bottom line, your team busts my chops anytime I bet against them. The Jayhawks hate me. Kansas Jayhawks have a very anti-Italian sentiment. It's proven. That toucan hates Italian people. That's what it comes down to.
Maybe they like Kenny's pizza.
All right, David, let's get some music. Let's get some football in the mix, please. Ah, yes. Thursday night college football. Another thing Rico killed. David?
What are you talking about? We got plenty of Thursday night football.
Not with Mike Tirico on the call.
Nah, but it's going to be on Peacock, so, you know. Oh,
David, read immediately.
We are 17 days away from week zero.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Are you serious?
We just counted the days, me and Kenny. 17 days away.
Wait a minute. Week zero lines up with Travers Day. All right.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do.
Whatever that means. Oh, horse racing. Gotcha.
So it's the summer derby. Carry on.
Do horses race?
We talk about the CFP all the time, teams that are going to make it, teams that have a shot.
Sure.
So let's talk about the under-the-radar teams that can alter.
To make the playoff?
No, that can alter the race. They're going to alter the race.
Well, I have. Okay.
Going to go through it, okay?
Okay.
Start with Auburn.
No.
They're not great, but here's what we have here. They play, of course, Georgia, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Missouri and Kentucky. Yeah. Can they upset one of those football playoff teams?
Okay, so I get it now. You're saying they may not make the playoffs, correct, but they will affect the playoff
teams.
He's
basically labeling this ball breakers.
Gotcha.
I don't think they have the quarterback play. And I understand Hugh Freeze out of the hospital bed and back on the sideline is going to call some plays. Mm-mm. They don't have the players yet.
Okay, let me just help you out here. Two words. Peyton Thorne.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Okay,
when Robbie Alford takes your job, that tells you everything you need.
Peyton Thorne's your QB. So unless Rocky Lombardi's coming back for a 10th year, no one Auburn.
Let's head over to Florida. We know how bad going to be. Billy Napier's probably going to lose his job. But in November, they have Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State.
No,
can they
all
beat Florida State? Maybe.
No.
When is the Texas game?
Let me look.
Bottom line is, it's hard to be. So, quick note. We're talking a little bit news today. Brandon Ayuk more likely to be traded than re-sign. You got reports that Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, that relationship is irreparably broken. And I always knew it because Sirianni's got such a punchable face. I mean, really. He just does. Mm. Do you realize they're like 2-10 from the moment he left Arrowhead Stadium yelling at the fans? Punchable face.
Didn't realize that.
But what if it wasn't all about your opponents subtracting, and what if it was you adding? Matthew Judon is a player we talked about last week. Week prior, actually, and then I Monday, I think I brought up with Stoney. He is in a war now. This is like the final step to getting traded. Go ahead.
No, Mike. It's why I was hoping that the Niners would trade with the Patriots.
You want Judon.
Because he was going to come back. And I'm like, you know what? I can deal with that. Ayuk, enjoy the wasteland.
He's in a fight with the local media, including a WEEI, a local radio station, where basically the hosts accuse Judon of being fake, only cares about himself. You're signing, you're only doing this stuff with the fans at training camp because you're trying to put on a show. Then he threatened to kick their ass. And they said, well, you can come on the show anytime. It's chaos. The whole thing is fugazi. Here's my question. If, on a scale of like 1 to 10, if you assume it would take a fourth-round pick and a two-year extension, if I had to comp it out, it would be what Cam Hayward signed in Pittsburgh. A two-year extension, call it 28 mil. Would you at least call on Judon if you're the Lions?
I'd think about it for yes.
Okay, Rico sold. I'm asking.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Yes, he can only help this defense. Once again, I can't stress this enough. You want to help that young secondary out? Get a better pass rush.
And before you guys say you signed Davenport and you have James Houston, understand something. My ratty franchise stole a Super Bowl in 2011. Because they had 8 pass rushers.
Yeah.
The New York Giants beat Tom Brady and this monolith team. We had 8 pass rushers.
Right.
And because, we won the game like 10-7.
Because what happens? Some guys are going to get injured, and you could just rotate. You're actually playing your defensive line in hockey shifts.
I just wondered about it. That's all. And, I mean, it does feel like, okay, this is now. You get players arguing with media while at camp, while demanding trade, wanting a contract. Pats are going nowhere. And it is Lions are Super Bowl or bust. I'm comfortable saying that. Isn't that the type of move you make? I could see Howie Roseman doing it in Philly. I could see John Lynch doing it in San Francisco. Yeah. I know the Lions are big on their own people. But that would be one I would just keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't get a contract, Rico, that thing's going to go sideways.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought that was going to be a part of the deal. But, absolutely. If I'm the Lions, yes.
Let's get to the people. Go to Anthony, 97.1. Anthony, how you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Hey, excellent. Anthony. What's on your mind?
Yeah. So right now, I agree a little bit with both of you, and it's going to sound a little weird because I really do think that the Packers are the team that we need to hunker down on, just because they're in our division. But at the same time, San Francisco, I mean, as much as people like to say, oh, all our guys are getting better, like Gibbs and whoever you want to say, they did too. I mean, they have the best running back in the NFL. They arguably have one of the best defenses in the NFL. So, well, all I'm trying to say is it's going to be a fun year trying to beat the very best. And if you want to validate that Super Bowl, if you want to get to it, then you have to beat the best. And those are the two best teams in the NFC aside from us right now.
Yeah, well, I agree. And I also believe here, I don't care. I'm not going to go as far as some national media are because I think they're losing their faculties a little bit. I think the Bears could be a wild card team. I think this division could be the best division in football.
Yeah, you lose me there.
I know. I didn't say I'm doing what some are doing. No. I'm just saying it wouldn't shock me if the Bears are in the graphic. Does this sound familiar to Lions fans? Yeah. In the graphic in December.
I think it's a lot to ask for Caleb Williams to come in and be that guy. I think the expectations are going to be too high. He's going to make mistakes. He is a rookie, for
when God's you sake. Wear a blazer with a zipper on it, I expect a lot out of you. He dresses like Dr. Evil. You better be good walking into the league. Yeah. His draft night outfit was a disgrace. What, David?
Nothing. I'm just
you're going to have a blazer in that my head zips again. Up. You better be good. Okay? Go to Nathan.
The old school Thriller jacket.
Right. The NC State helmets were the reference point for the drop, for Christ's sakes.
So what Mike is saying that JJ and the Vikings
this is,
will actually do better.
Kenny, you guys got me good. I'm just letting it go. It's the last time we do a helmet draft. Let's go to Nathan, 97.1. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
hey,
Nathan. What's up?
Good, good. Hey, before you let me go, I want to get into the Packers thing, but I got one thing for you, Mike,
yeah,
at the very end. But I want to comment on Jordan Love. So if he were to play the last eight games like he did his first eight games, or 17 games, what would the script be about Jordan Love's? And what I'm trying to get to is the guy's played like a half a good season. Why are we anointing him already?
I think because you saw the maturity, you saw how it turned around. It's Nathan, it's the same reason why you saw the Lions after going 1-6, they turned it around. And they continued it into the next season. I think people are buying into the fact that Jordan Love, he's one of those quarterbacks. He led his team into the playoffs. He goes into Dallas and embarrasses the Cowboys. He goes into San Francisco and takes them all the way down to the final 30 seconds. And he's still young with a young team. So if he was a stock, you would be investing in him.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with him. I mean, Nate, you're right. If the guy like fell down a flight of stairs the last 7 weeks of the year, the story's different. But when you're a young QB who didn't play a lot of football and you finally get a chance and you get better and better as the year goes along, you're the driving force in why the team's winning. I mean, hell, Aaron Jones was dead most of the year. And then Rico's right. I mean, they dropped a bomb on Dallas in Dallas, and they had San Francisco. Nate, maybe you're right. Maybe the kid was a flash in the pan, but there aren't many people in NFL circles who feel that way.
Yep, very, very fair. And then I also, too, feel like the Thanksgiving game, for whatever reason, we don't talk about so much that it was a Thursday football game. I know it's Thanksgiving, and you get up for it. However, yeah. You know, it seems like every other Thursday football game, when there's an upset or something
that's
weird
fair.
Happens,
that's
it's
fair.
Like, oh, well, it was a Thursday night football game.
I'm not mad at that. That's a good point. And you're right. I do think Thursday football is wholly unnatural. It's not good for the players.
But see, I, Nathan, I can't give you that one because Green Bay had to play on Thursday. So both teams are playing on a Thursday. So there's really no advantage or disadvantage. It's the same.
I just think weird things happen on these short rest games. That's the only, and I'm not totally endorsing what Nate is saying.
They got punched in the face right in the beginning with some turnovers, and that's
yeah,
kind of my. my thing there.
I'm with
you. But I wanted to end it. Sorry, real quick.
You're good.
No, take your time.
I wanted to end it real quick. Mike, I'm not sure if you recall the Iowa State Kansas football game last year and the whole too cute thing, but I had a call in at some point in the future, and just before you fade my Hawks again this year, just remember you're getting too cute.
But hold on, Nate, let's be fair. First of all, Kotal Nicki's gone. He's at Penn State, your OC, and you aren't playing any home games this year. You're building a new stadium.
I know.
That's a little scary now, but you're right. Quarterback is back. Running back is back. Leopold's a really good coach. And Nate, bottom line, your team busts my chops anytime I bet against them. The Jayhawks hate me. Kansas Jayhawks have a very anti-Italian sentiment. It's proven. That toucan hates Italian people. That's what it comes down to.
Maybe they like Kenny's pizza.
All right, David, let's get some music. Let's get some football in the mix, please. Ah, yes. Thursday night college football. Another thing Rico killed. David?
What are you talking about? We got plenty of Thursday night football.
Not with Mike Tirico on the call.
Nah, but it's going to be on Peacock, so, you know. Oh,
David, read immediately.
We are 17 days away from week zero.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Are you serious?
We just counted the days, me and Kenny. 17 days away.
Wait a minute. Week zero lines up with Travers Day. All right.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do.
Whatever that means. Oh, horse racing. Gotcha.
So it's the summer derby. Carry on.
Do horses race?
We talk about the CFP all the time. Teams that are going to make it. Teams that have a shot.
Sure.
So let's talk about the under-the-radar teams that can alter.
To make the playoff?
That can alter the race. They're going to alter the race.
Well, okay.
Going to go through it, okay?
Okay.
Start with Auburn.
No.
They're not great, but here's what we have here. They play, of course, Georgia, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kentucky. Yeah. Can they upset one of those football playoff teams?
Okay, I get it now. You're saying they may not make the playoffs,
correct,
but they will affect the playoff
He's
teams.
Basically labeling this ball breakers.
Gotcha.
I don't think they have the quarterback play. And I understand Hugh Freeze, out of the hospital bed and back on the sideline, is going to call some plays. Mm-mm. They don't have the players yet.
Okay, let me just help you out here. Two words. Peyton Thorne.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Okay.
When Robbie Alford takes your job, that tells you everything you need to know.
Peyton Thorne's your QB. So unless Rocky Lombardi's coming back for a 10th year, no on Auburn.
Let's head over to Florida. We know how bad they're going to be. Billy Napier's probably going to lose his job. But in November, they have Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State.
No,
can they
beat
Florida State, maybe?
No.
When is the Texas game? Michigan?
Let me look what week.
Bottom line is, it's hard to beat those teams when your coach has been fired. I don't believe Billy Napier's there November 1st. I really think this is the most difficult schedule in the history of college football. I've never seen anything like it. And this team, it's sad because I think if Napier had one more year, it would all make sense next year. But they ain't waiting down there. I'll say no to that. Rico?
I think they can, Mike, and I think it could just be one of those guys where he just gives a speech. I don't want to lose my job. Can you please go out there and win this effing game? I'm holding all your pets hostage, okay? You're going to win this game or Fluffy ain't coming back home.
And you asked, when do they play Texas?
Yes.
That is November 9th.
Okay.
All right. Texas. Okay. So
I thought maybe they would catch a break if it was like the week after the Michigan game and they catch Texas in a hangover, but no, okay.
So let's head over to the ACC. And will it be NC State that does this? They have Clemson in week three, Florida State and Miami as well.
Since this is what the drop was created with when I commented on their helmets, I'll say yes.
So long Doran, as they wear Wolfie?
Doran runs a really good operation down there. It's a hyper-aggressive defense. Their white Mr. Woofy helmets are elite. NC State is an actual program I can buy into a little bit. I will say yes on that because Rico's Clemson Tigers, I got to see that to believe it. And Florida State, I got to see it to believe it. You think DJU is leading you to greatness?
I feel like Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. Mike, come on. Welcome to the club. Welcome. Yeah. See, I told you, Clemson was frauds. And you're going to find that out. ACC is not strong. David, yes, I do think that they will have a say in who goes and represents the ACC.
Let's stay in the ACC talk about Virginia Tech.
Okay, this is a team that is all sizzle. Everyone's on VTech this year. Their offense is largely non-functional. And I know drones, everyone loves this quarterback. They think he's going to explode this year. I need to know, who do they get at Lane Stadium? That will be the key to my answer. If there's a night game at Lane Stadium, enter Sandman, maybe. Who you got?
I was going to say either a night game or, Mike, just a horrible weather game. Like some one of those hurricanes coming up the East Coast, and it's raining.
Breaking news, Rico wishing death upon Virginians. All right.
They do have Clemson coming to Virginia Tech.
Yes.
That would be their biggest game.
You know what? I'll say yes. Clemson is Charmin soft.
Yeah, because they have to go to Miami, but we don't believe
they
in Miami.
They don't even have a crowd. That's and Cristobal saying. Can't do math.
I mean, this schedule, yeah.
I'll say yes to it.
Yeah.
To hell with it.
They will alter.
Here, I like their white helmets, too. There, I'll make a drop out of that. You bastard.
Let's go over.
Their white helmets are nice.
Still not used to saying this. To the Big 12 and talk Virginia, West Virginia?
No, absolutely not. No.
Dual threat quarterback Garrett Green.
I understand that, but the offensive line got beat up. They lost a lot in that. They had their magical year last year. There's another team in the Big 12. Is there multiple Big 12 teams on the list?
That is the only Big 12
team. All right, I'm going to offer you to one. Just go ahead and make fun of me.
See, I was going to say, the reason we know for West Virginia, and Mike, I'm just going to tee this up for you.
No for dental care.
David, they will always struggle because none of their games are close to them. They constantly have to travel to the Midwest.
I'll offer you the Big 12 title picture ball breaker. I give you the University of Central Florida Golden Knights.
The bounce house.
It's Gus Malzahn. Malzahn was the OC for who when they won the national title? Auburn. Who was the quarterback? Cam Newton. Malzahn just a few weeks ago said, KJ Jefferson is the closest thing I've seen to Cam Newton. Jefferson transferred from Arkansas, 6'5", 245. And they are going to be a bear to deal with. I actually feel like, you know what? UCF's the one. They can line up and pound the rock, and a lot of teams are not prepared to stop it. Go ahead and make fun of it. I don't care.
I just can't believe in KJ. That's all.
Okay. I'm going to tell him you said that.
Please do, Mike. And let's close it out in the Big Ten with Wisconsin.
The new air raid that they're going to be running.
It's Phil Longo's offense in Wisconsin. It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. Now, if it works, I think just the fact of when you think Wisconsin, you're thinking they're going to run the ball. It's like, okay, guys, they're going to pass it all over the place, and it may be the element of surprise, especially for the teams that they play early, because you don't believe they're going to play.
Well, here's why they're saying it. Not necessarily the Big Ten opponents they play, but it's Alabama who they play in week 3.
Well, what the hell does that mean?
What they're saying is if they give them another loss, and then Alabama then loses a few more, now that affects if they make the college football playoff.
Bama by 20.
So basically, Wisconsin is affecting the SEC, not the Big Ten.
It's affecting the college football playoff. That's what this is all about.
I think Wisconsin's a 7-5 football team, so I'm saying no to that.
I don't think they're going to. Look, you can do the jump around. I think Alabama's good enough to handle. Now, if this game was played in November, it'll be different. September, no. Bama's not going to fall off the face.
Not in week 3.
Here's the other problem with the Big Ten. I hate to break it to you. If we're talking conference, they have added a bunch of teams. None of them are any good. It's a top-heavy conference. Right. I think it's truly right now.
You added one team that's worth anything.
Right. And again, I do think Oregon will win it. But it's Oregon, an OSU team I'm not sure I believe in. Penn State is still coached by an idiot. And Michigan, no disrespect, you lost so much. I don't know that Wisconsin's affecting any of what I just said. There's a titanic gap.
So, but I would, and the one that I would add to it, David, and we've talked about
Turtles.
Nebraska.
No, Nebraska.
Here, okay.
Playing nobody except for Ohio State.
true freshman quarterback, and an OC who's been very hit or miss.
The freshman quarterback looks like Patrick Mahomes, so he'll be okay.
Okay, then.
Have you seen the photo?
I quit.
No, no, seriously. He showed up looking like Patrick Mahomes. So much so that Rieger gave me the side-by-side, and I picked the wrong guy. I was like, wait, that's not Mahomes? He's like, no, that's not.
That is your college football blitz.
All right, David, let's get some music. Let's get some football in the mix, please. Ah, yes. Thursday night college football. Another thing Rico killed. David?
What are you talking about? We got plenty of Thursday night football.
Not with Mike Tirico on the call.
Nah, but it's going to be on Peacock, so, you know. Oh,
David, read immediately.
We are 17 days away from week zero.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Are you serious?
We just counted the days, me and Kenny. 17 days away.
Wait a minute. Week zero lines up with Travers Day. All right.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do.
Whatever that means. Oh, horse racing. Gotcha.
So it's the summer derby. Carry on.
Do horses race?
We talk about the CFP all the time. Teams that are going to make it. Teams that have a shot.
Sure.
So let's talk about the under-the-radar teams that can alter.
To make the playoff?
That can alter the race. They're going to alter the race.
Well,
going to go through it, okay?
Okay.
Start with Auburn.
No.
They're not great, but here's what we have here. They play, of course, Georgia, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kentucky.
Yeah.
Can they upset one of those?
No.
Football playoff team.
Okay, so I get it now. You're saying they may not make the playoffs,
correct,
but they will affect the playoff
He's
teams.
Basically labeling this ball breakers.
Gotcha.
I don't think they have the quarterback play. And I understand Hugh Freeze out of the hospital bed and back on the sideline is going to call some plays. Mm-mm. They don't have the players yet.
Okay, let me just help you out here. Two words. Peyton Thorne.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Okay,
when Robbie Alford takes your job, that tells you everything you need.
Peyton Thorne's your QB. So unless Rocky Lombardi's coming back for a 10th year, no on Auburn.
Let's head over to Florida. We know how bad they're going to be. Billy Napier's probably going to lose his job. But in November, they have Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State.
No,
can they
beat
Florida State maybe?
No.
When is the Texas game?
Michigan? Let me look what week.
Bottom line is, it's hard to beat those teams when your coach has been fired. I don't believe Billy Napier's there November 1st. I really think this is the most difficult schedule in the history of college football. I've never seen anything like it. And this team, it's sad because I think if Napier had one more year, it would all make sense next year. But they ain't waiting down there. I'll say no to that. Rico?
I think they can, Mike, and I think it could just be one of those guys where he just gives a speech. I don't want to lose my job. Can you please go out there and win this effing game? I'm holding all your pets hostage, okay? You're going to win this game or Fluffy ain't coming back home.
And you asked, when do they play Texas?
Yes.
That is November 9th.
Okay. All
right. At Texas. Okay. So,
I thought maybe they would catch a break if it was like the week after the Michigan game and they catch Texas in a hangover, but no, okay.
So let's head over to the ACC, and will it be NC State that does this? They have Clemson in week three, Florida State and Miami as well.
Since this is what the drop was created with when I commented on their helmets, I'll say yes.
So long Dorn, as they were Wolfie?
Dorn runs a really good operation down there. It's a hyper-aggressive defense. Their white Mr. Woofy helmets are elite. NC State is an actual program I can buy into a little bit. I will say yes on that because Rico's Clemson Tigers, I got to see that to believe it. And Florida State, I got to see it to believe it. You think DJU is leading you to greatness?
I feel like Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. Mike, come on. Welcome to the club. Welcome. Yeah. See, I told you, Clemson was frauds. And you're going to find that out. ACC is not strong. David, yes, I do think that they will have a say in who goes and represents the ACC.
Let's stay in the ACC talk about Virginia Tech.
Okay, this is a team that is all sizzle. Everyone's on VTech this year. Their offense is largely non-functional. And I know drones, everyone loves this quarterback. They think he's going to explode this year. I need to know, who do they get at Lane Stadium? Mm-hmm. That will be the key to my answer. If there's a night game at Lane Stadium, enter Sandman, maybe. Who you got?
I was going to say either a night game or, Mike, just a horrible weather game. Like some one of those hurricanes coming up the East Coast, and it's raining.
Breaking news, Rico wishing death upon Virginians. All right.
They do have Clemson coming to Virginia Tech.
Yes.
That would be their biggest game.
You know what? I'll say yes. Clemson is Charmin soft.
Yeah, because they have to go to Miami, but we don't believe
they
in Miami.
They don't even have a crowd. That's and Cristobal can't do math.
I mean, this schedule, yeah. I'll say yes to it.
Yeah. To hell with it.
They will alter.
Here, I like their white helmets, too. There, I'll make a drop out of that. You bastard.
Let's go over.
Their white helmets are nice.
Still not used to saying this. To the Big 12 and talk Virginia, West Virginia?
No, absolutely not. No.
Dual threat quarterback Garrett Green.
I understand that, but the offensive line got beat up. They lost a lot in that. They had their magical year last year. There's another team in the Big. Is there multiple Big 12 teams on the list?
That is the only Big 12 team.
All right, I'm going to offer you to one. Just go ahead and make fun of me.
See, I was going to say the reason we know for West Virginia, and Mike, I'm just going to tee this up for you.
No for dental care.
David, they will always struggle because none of their games are close to them. They constantly have to travel to the Midwest.
I'll offer you the Big 12 title picture ball breaker. I give you the University of Central Florida Golden Knights.
The bounce house.
It's Gus Malzahn. Malzahn was the OC for who when they won the national title? Auburn. Who was the quarterback? Cam Newton. Malzahn just a few weeks ago said, KJ Jefferson is the closest thing I've seen to Cam Newton. Jefferson transferred from Arkansas, 6'5", 245. And they are going to be a bear to deal with. I actually feel like, you know what? UCF's the one. They can line up and pound the rock, and a lot of teams are not prepared to stop it. Go ahead and make fun of it. I don't care.
I just can't believe in KJ. That's all.
Okay. I'm going to tell him you said that.
Please do, Mike. And let's close it out in the Big Ten with Wisconsin.
The new air raid that they're going to be running.
It's Phil Longo's offense in Wisconsin. It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. Now, if it works, I think just the fact of when you think Wisconsin, you're thinking they're going to run the ball. It's like, okay, guys. They're going to pass it all over the place, and it may be the element of surprise, especially for the teams that they play early, because you don't believe they're going to play.
Well, here's why they're saying it. Not necessarily the Big Ten opponents they play, but it's Alabama who they play in week 3.
Well, what the hell does that mean?
What they're saying is if they give them another loss, and then Alabama then loses a few more, now that affects if they make the college football playoff.
Bama by 20.
So basically, Wisconsin is affecting the SEC, not the Big Ten.
But it's affecting the college football playoff. That's what this is all about.
I think Wisconsin's a 7-5 football team, so I'm saying no to that.
I don't think they're going to. Look, you can do the jump around. I think Alabama's good enough to handle. Now, if this game was played in November, it'll be different. September, no. Bama's not going to fall off the face.
Not in week 3.
Here's the other problem with the Big Ten. I hate to break it to you. If we're talking conference, they have added a bunch of teams. None of them are any good. It's a top-heavy conference. Right. I think it's truly right now.
You added one team that's worth anything.
Right. And again, I do think Oregon will win it. But it's Oregon, an OSU team I'm not sure I believe in. Penn State is still coached by an idiot. And Michigan, no disrespect, you lost so much. I don't know that Wisconsin's affecting any of what I just said. There's a titanic gap.
So, but I would, and the one that I would add to it, David, and we've talked about
Turtles.
Nebraska.
No, Nebraska.
Here, okay.
Playing nobody except for Ohio State.
True freshman quarterback and an OC who's been very hit or miss.
Freshman quarterback looks like Patrick Mahomes, so he'll be okay.
Okay, then.
Have you seen the photo?
I quit.
No, seriously. He showed up looking like Patrick Mahomes. So much so that Rieger gave me the side-by-side, and I picked the wrong guy. I was like, wait, that's not Mahomes? He's like, no, that's not.
That is your college football blitz.